Hello. Today is April 13th, day one of Holy Week. This is Mr. Aaron. Thank you for joining us for our Rock Solid Kids Daily Devotional. As we begin, let's slow our hearts and minds and focus in on the Word of God. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. When we trust in the truth of God's Word, it changes how we think and how we love. Let's take a moment to prepare our hearts to hear God's Word. Let's pray together. Your Word, O Lord, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, we would ask that you would guide our steps and make our path straight. We pray that you will use our passage today so that we can know you better and be ready to make you known more. We love you and praise you. We pray all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Today we are in Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Just one chapter earlier, Jesus had let his disciples know what was about to happen to him. He had let them know he would be arrested, beaten, and crucified. However, he had also let them know that on the third day, he would be raised again. Let's read the account of Jesus entering Jerusalem in Matthew 21. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent two disciples, telling them, "Go into the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place so that what was written through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell daughter Zion, see your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did just as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt. Then they laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the crowds who went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar, saying, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Have you ever been really excited to see someone who is special to you? Maybe you hadn't seen them in a long time, but they were planning on coming to Christmas or a family gathering. As you waited, the expectation of spending time together built up an excitement inside you that made you wish things would just happen even faster. You may have even planned out everything you were going to do with them. Jesus entered Jerusalem in a sort of a parade. People were so excited he was coming. I believe that the Jews were expectantly waiting for someone to save them. Only, they had their own plan for what that would look like. They had heard about the amazing miracles Jesus had done and how he had shown love to everyone. They wanted to follow Jesus. People stood on both sides of the road shouting and cheering for him. The people thought that Jesus was coming to be their king here on earth. They thought he would defeat the Romans who ruled over them, and then they'd be free to rule themselves. They were so excited. They laid palm branches on the road in front of Jesus as he passed by as a way of honoring him. Some even threw down their cloaks. And all the people shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," which means save us. The people praised Jesus as he entered the town because they thought he was going to be their new earthly king. The people were so excited about the possibility of a Messiah, a Savior, that without knowing it, they had planned out everything they thought he should do. The only problem was that God had a different plan. He had a greater plan, a plan for a rescue that would last forever. A plan that came out of his never-ending, never-failing love for us. Jesus hadn't come to be king of a castle. Jesus had come to be the king of our hearts. In our story today, we read about the people laying down palm leaves and their cloaks at the feet of Jesus as they entered Jerusalem. They were welcoming him like a king, although they didn't understand the type of king he was. As followers of Jesus, we understand that Jesus is the King of our hearts. As we prepare to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, ask yourself if there is something that you can set aside for this week to focus in more on Jesus. With Jesus being the King of our heart, there's no room for anything else to be at the head. After deciding what that thing is, anytime you desire to do that thing during this week, let it point you to Jesus and say a prayer of thanksgiving for Jesus being the king we needed and not the king that the Jews thought they wanted. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for sending your Son to live a life we couldn't live and to die a death that we deserve. God, we pray that you would be the king of our hearts and that your Spirit would guide us to lay down anything that we'd try to put in your place. Father, we pray that you will help us to know you more and make you known more. Guide our steps, Father. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. It's been a pleasure being with you today. May the Word of God grow in your life and transform your ways.